I call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. And it's been our, as a Berlin Council's long-standing tradition, I'd like to invite everyone to join us in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first order of business tonight, as usual, is the approval of the executive session minutes of September 26th.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the executive session minutes of September 26th by Councilmember Boyes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show it's a unanimous decision and all council members are present. Next is the approval of the, first thing, the reason for the executive session on September 26th was for to consult with the council to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. Okay. The next item of business is the approval of the minutes for the regular session of the council on Monday, September 26th.
Mayor, I've got two small annotations. I've already given these to the council, but I'll get to all of us. On page 4 of 6, paragraph D is in David, Electric Utility Director. Second sentence from the bottom. It currently states, and one tank needs completely. Should be to be
two.
Also on that same page, Mayor, paragraph F, Planning Director. The third line down should be Oceans East with an apostrophe S. Other than that, just maybe one.
Okay.
Okay. That's
it. It's very, very nice to have a okay, we have a motion to approve the regular session minutes with the amendments by Councilmember Boyes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, again, unanimous approval. Next, item two on our agenda is the introduction. We have a new member of the Berlin Police Force. I think some of you may have seen this in the local news media, and I'd like to introduce K-9 Team Officer PFC Aaron Titterens, and he's going to introduce our newest member of the Berlin Police Force.
Have I got any drugs?
I heard that pretty quick.
Josh, you're not.
Not exactly a pet dog, but you know, no snack for you.
He licked my
hand. This is Cyrus. He's a 3-year-old Belgian Malinois. He's good for drugs, drug trafficking, searches. You can do any kind of track people. Wherever they go. He's very hyper. He's very still very new.
How old is he?
He's 3.
3.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still very hyper, but the breed of dog that he is makes it, you know, just that much better as a drug dog. So.
Excellent.
He's beautiful. We were surprised because he got older overnight. We just got his passports, and we just found out his true age.
And he's French.
And we found out that he is not Dutch, that he is actually French.
Right.
Does he respond to the Dutch or French?
He's trained in Dutch.
Okay.
Yep. His commands are in Dutch.
Now, is that what you're going to have to learn yourself?
I already did. Yep.
How long will he be in service, age-wise?
Usually depends on just that, how they are. Sometimes they, you know, degenerate a little faster.
Because of the stress?
Yeah, the stress, I mean, just it's, you know, tracking suspects, you know, on their knees and everything else.
Their actual life expectancy is between 10 and 12 years.
Yeah.
And again, generally it's 7 years to 8 years for long work experience for adult.
Life.
But again, we're really proud of Aaron. Again, he has just completed his second year with the Berlin Police Department. And as with a lot of the members of the agency, we're talking about 11 out of 12 all are specialized in some other things, either instructor, SWAT, medical technicians, and certain things like that. So we're very proud of him taking the initiative when the opportunity came. And we're definitely proud of the team itself graduating. They didn't have any deficiencies, and they ever went through very well in the 4 weeks.
Excellent.
Does he live with you? Does he come home with you? Do you take care of him like he's your dog?
Yep.
Does he stay with you?
Yep, stays with me. I have another shepherd at home, and they get along just like them. Love playing. And he is crazy for balls. Any kind of ball, if you throw it, he will go right at
it. We're proud to be ready to say to the public, this is one that's going to be able to go ahead and be out there in the public and do demonstrations. Again, we do have a second team, and Luke is a little bit more rambunctious, and we're not going to be available to actually having him out with the kids as much as, again, Cyrus will be able to be available to them.
Yes, he has a great temperament.
So Cyrus is not as rambunctious as PFC Tidrins, right?
That is correct.
Otherwise,
he walks me.
It's a good match. It's a good match. It was good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, all the best to both of you. That is great. Yep. Thank you. Thank you so much. Next is item three on our agenda is a resolution for approval of consenting to redesignate our interim president and.
Mayor, Ivy was unable to attend, and what she shared with me, she said this is a it's for a redesignation, obviously, for the enterprise zone. The designation that we currently have expires at the end of calendar year 2016. The application is due back for the renewal by mid-October. The period that it runs is for 10 years, and she said the most recent businesses that have been added to the enterprise zone, Sunrise Church has been added, and Twisters has made application for this as well. And then what we've done for the, if you take a look on the screens, it's given you folks an idea again where the enterprise zone is located.
So the actual territory designation hasn't changed. Just a renewal.
Just a renewal for what we've had.
Does anyone have any questions? Any member of the council have any questions for Jeff?
You need a motion?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I make a motion then to renew the enterprise zone as stated.
Okay. We have a motion by council member Hall to redesignate and the enterprise zone for the next 10 years in the town of Berlin. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. It is, it's one of those things that, thank you, and that sometimes it's the smallest things that make the biggest difference, and we're very fortunate that we do qualify to have it in advised. And I'm hopeful, like I think all of us here are hopeful that there will be some new businesses within these preset limits, and it has been somewhat successful, and now that we're hopefully out of the Great Recession for some time, hopefully it will continue to be a benefit to the town. Next, we have a departmental reports first, Finance Director, and Emily.
Good evening, everyone. A quick update, we have received a draft from our fiscal 16 audit, but numbers only. We haven't gotten the actual management letter yet. I'm surprised we got it so earlier. That's a good sign, meaning we're moving along. We still have a couple of outstanding items that we're working through to submit to the audit, and the minute we finish those, we should be receiving a draft for the management letter. We continue working on implementation of our Tyler last module for receivable. It takes a little bit longer than expected. The little challenge we're facing, because we're receiving the information and the numbers provided by the county in PDF format, and that format contains everybody, not just down in Berlin. We have to sort through and kind of map it through just to make it particular and unique to us. So the minute we figure it out, the better way, actually pilot team working on that to find out the better way to implement that, I would say by end of December we should be done, I'm hoping so, with the last module. And then we will be just working on little corrections and going
tweaks.
Tweaks, yes.
Should we expect the auditor to make their presentation probably in November, early December?
They set the same date as last year for December. Okay. I guess because the holidays fall in the end of November and so many people in, on their side and as well here taking days off. So I would say earlier December.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Madeline? Next is Water Resources Director and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. If you didn't notice, we've had a little bit of rain lately. This past event with Matthew, we were able to have time to prepare. We had got the pumps from New Jersey that we can get when we have time to get them. We had 1.5 million gallons of water go through the wastewater treatment plant. Our average is about 400,000 in a day. So needless to say, we were busy there, but we did not have an overflow. And we didn't have nearly the amount of flooding that we did have the weekend before when those rains showed up virtually out of nowhere. There wasn't a whole lot of prep time. There really wasn't in the forecast to get that much rain in that short a period of time. Obviously, I think if you've seen the news, we fared much better than some of our other neighbors, but we did have a very small overflow at the treatment plant, but it was completely treated wastewater. It was in our effluent tank that we used to hold water while we're pumping it out to our spray irrigation facility, so it was completely treated and disinfected, and it did not enter the waters of the state. It was about 200 gallons. It was very minimal, but irregardless, in our minds, that's unacceptable, and we will try even harder next time. But in light of everything, town fared relatively well, especially compared to our neighbors.
Thank you.
How did the hole in the pond?
In the back work, well, there's not much vegetation in there, but it did get flooded, or the water went there as expected. The whole purpose of that offline wetlands is to have vegetation in there to absorb the nutrients and any of the it's for water quality purposes. So in that regard, it really probably didn't do anything except for the water that was able to filter down through the ground. But it did serve the purpose of not flooding further on downstream.
What was the pump that's there on Shadow Street?
Yeah, that's the one. That's one of the ones that we got. Those are the two, for lack of a better term, bottlenecks in town. One on behind the townhomes, Franklin Square townhomes, off of William Street is where we put that pump, and then we put one on Flower Street. Those two areas, and that culvert on Flower Street is due to be replaced, as is the one on William Street. The one on Flower Street will be replaced as soon as the culvert is manufactured. The bid's already been awarded. We're just waiting for the culvert to be completed. And when that is enlarged, then we won't have that bottleneck. We won't need those pumps, or we hope not to need those pumps.
They'll be reserved for a while. Right?
Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Just in case.
Yes. Well, actually, once we were done with them, they took them down to Snow Hill and right down here, actually, Long Maid Road, where the road washed out on Saturday. So they were close by and they were available. So we contacted the vendor that we rented them from, and they agreed to allow them to use them down there. So
Jane, you and staff, don't beat yourself up too hard over that 200 gallons. You did a really good job. And when you look up and, you know, they don't tell you that on the news about all these towns that are going to get hit with these fines for all this. They tell you about the sewage backing up and overflowing, but they don't tell you the rest of the story, the financial impact.
Yeah, and, well, the staff was incredible. I mean, the place was manned 24 hours, double, triple staff because people were running around everywhere. It's a real juggling act, if you can imagine, because we have lift stations we have to turn off until they're completely full so that we're not pumping everything all at the same time to the treatment plant. So it really is a juggling act, and they did a tremendous, tremendous job. They're incredible. They have a great staff.
Tell them we appreciate it.
Absolutely. I certainly will. I certainly will.
And the sidewalks are really, I mean, they're working.
They started working
right after the rain.
Mm-hmm. They did, yep. In fact, that weekend we borrowed some of their barrels because we had flooded areas and we wanted to at least bring people's attention to the fact that, because sometimes, and especially at twilight, you can't really see if the ground's mm-hmm. flooded or just, you know, wet. So we wanted to put the barrels out everywhere that there was standing water.
Wasn't in the paper somebody ran right into a barrel, Snow Hill or something, at the root?
This past weekend.
Just ran right into the barrel.
Well, I know back on Powell and Thomas Court, the other end of Powell, we really appreciated those barrels because you could find the road.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you for that.
Again, yeah.
Both of them did.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And please, like I said, on behalf of the board of council, please let your folks know how much we appreciate all the effort that they just routinely put forward in these crises. Thank you. Next is Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Mayor and Council, what we want to do, Tim's going to share with you the flooding that we had at the power plant.
Okay.
And also before you this evening is a requisition for approval from the Board of Bears. And before Tim gets into the items down there, the estimate on repairing this one turbine, again, the engine was not damaged, but the turbine was. The cost for the repair estimated is $60,500. That is an insurable loss. It is a covered loss. Our deductible is $10,000. So the net-net that it's going to cost the town, it's going to be the $50,500. Or it's going to cost the town $10,000. And the insurance check is going to be $50,500.
Okay. At what point after Tim's presentation, then we'll do a motion about that?
Okay. What happened there was on September 29th. That's the storm that Jane's talking about. We actually, let me give you an example of how much water. I had a 5-gallon bucket empty in the back of my town vehicle, and when it was over, I had about that much at the top of it that was empty. That's how much water came down. What happened is Casey came to work Friday morning and called me at about 10 after 7 and asked me to come to the power plant that they had some flooding issues. Well, anyway, when I got over there, the Fairbanks Morris engine, which is number one, you probably remember back in 2012, we had the same issue on that engine. The way that engine sits, it sits on a platform, but then the generator portion sits in a pit that's about 3 foot lower than what the engine is. It's just the way it's built. Well, back in 2012, the water actually came up through the pit that the generator sits in. So we had the generator taken out, had it repaired. And then I had Goody Hill come in. They did all the repairs to seal that pit where water could not come up through it. But this time when I got called over there on Friday morning, it was actually coming in from underneath the engine itself. There's a separate pit. And the pit where the generator is sits like 3 foot down. It was pouring over it like a waterfall into the pit. So what we ended up doing, we already had a pump in there. It stays in there all the time. But it wasn't large enough to handle that amount of water that was coming in. So when we put another pump in there that pumps 60 gallons an hour, well, we pumped for over 3 hours just trying to pump that pit empty, and it just kept running in. So what ended up happening is basically They got up to about probably 10 inches or so up on the coils of the generator, which in turn is not good for it. It actually shorts the coils out. So I contacted a company called Electric Motor Corporation. They came in, they made it and everything, and what they do is they determine whether it's damaged or, you know, whether it can be cleaned and straightened out right there on site. But basically it's the same situation as last time. They have to take it out, take it to their shop in Chesapeake and repair it and then bring it back and put it back in. I've already met with the company to come in and fix the issue with the pit underneath the generator, to install a system that is large enough to handle that amount of water coming into it from underneath, which we're going to put in a device that will capture the water that's coming out of it. And he assures me when they're finished that it will correct the issue that's going on.
Even under those extreme floods?
Yes, yes.
So this is like a preventive maintenance since it's occurred twice now.
Well, it's two separate things. The original one came up from underneath the pit where the generator was at. Well, we fixed that issue. But this time the water was so much it was actually coming in from underneath the engine and pouring down over the ledge into the pit. I mean, it looked like a waterfall.
But this will take care of you going forward in case we have these rain events?
Yes.
And understand that water that was going into the big pit that he's alluding to, that was actually groundwater coming through the porous concrete.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, it was a mess when I got there.
Tim, did I understand you correctly? The pump only pumps 60 gallons an hour?
That's another pump that we installed. It already had two pumps in it. We put a third one in there.
That would kick on if any more came in.
Well, we brought a third one in there just to empty the pit out so we could work on the generator to dry it out.
60 gallons an hour doesn't seem to be too much.
It doesn't.
It's a big, that's a big pump. It's about this tall, that big around. And it pumped for over 3 hours. That's how much water it kept running in.
It wasn't keeping up with it.
That was
more
the temporary.
60 gallons
that was the temporary.
In there.
That was the temporary pump. We already had two others already.
What do they pump? Just out of curiosity.
There are permanent ones that pump maybe 25 gallons an hour or something like that.
So you're adding an additional pump besides what's happening?
Yeah, when we're done, there'll be one, two. There'll be three pumps, which are all three larger than what's in there now. And plus, the discharge pipe is going to be increased from the size it is now up to like a 2-inch discharge pipe, which will allow more of it to flow out as the pumps are pumping water out.
Okay, thank you. It's unbelievable.
We didn't lose power.
Yeah, I kind of wish that generator was built a different way. It's the only one we have. It's one of the old generators from when the plant was renovated. And the way it's built, the generator sits down in a hole, so whatever comes in comes down into the pit.
That's a low area over there, too.
Easton has the same issue. They have the same type motors, and they have the same repairs.
Yeah, the good thing is that it's served the town for so long. Generations. The bad thing is the way it was installed.
And there's no correction you can ever make to pull it out of the pit for too much money.
Well, you'd have to raise the entire engine a good 3 foot off the ground, so you'd have to build some kind of platform for it to sit on, and then the generator would be above level with the floor. The engine itself would be 4 foot off the ground. You'd have to reconfigure and engineer the entire generator.
Are you looking for a motion to approve this?
Yes.
I'm seeking approval for requisition 0362, the Electric Motor Contracting Company, in the amount of $60,500. And again, for the council's clarification, this is an insurable loss. Our deductible on that would be $10,000. So the balance that we get back, once this is repaired, and get back from the insurance company, and go back into the account.
Perfect. So moved.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the allocation and expenditure of $60,500 for the to repair the damage to the turbine for the Fairbanks Morris engine and the power plant with the town's expenditure being $10,000 for the rest covered by insurance, which is $50,500. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you both very much. And next, Police Chief Arnold Downey.
Just wanted to let you know, you remember a while back you approved the purchase of some new regulators for a substation. Well, we've been waiting for the load to go down, which it has now, to replace these regulators. We're actually doing that starting tomorrow morning. I've notified Delmarva Power, and the reason why is we're going to be under the regulation of the transmission voltage. Because when we take these out of service, we're dependent on Delmarva Power. What they're serving us is a good transmission voltage that our system will handle, which they assured me they can do that. It's going to take us probably one or 2 days to replace these devices inside of the substation.
But you both have as good a moderate weather for the next couple of days?
Yes. It's supposed to be pretty much zero chance of rain or anything like that for the next 3 or 4 days. And the load is really down right now. We're in the shoulder months, so it's the perfect time to do it. Because what happens, the higher the load, the regulator's going to step up and down to compensate for that load. And pretty much the load is almost pretty much nothing right now. So the regulator's kind of sits in a stationary mode, which basically it's the best time to do it.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
And again, thank your folks as well. It takes everybody to make it all work. Next is Planning Director David McMahon. I'm sorry.
Well, if we're talking about the 29th, one of the Thursday with the weather event, the Berlin Police Department had an opportunity to go ahead and put the military vehicles in play. The 5-ton and the Hummer were both used. At no point in time was there any place in the town of Berlin we could not go ahead and reach. Corporal Bragg had the fortitude and the wisdom to go ahead and get the Hummer out real quick and ferry several people to Westminster to their homes. So during the event, around 4:30, 5 o'clock, where a lot of people could not go ahead and drive their vehicles to the residents, we had the opportunity to go ahead and provide that service for them. We definitely commend Public Works and the Water Department and the Electric Department. They had a tree fall on a line. Electric Department was there in less than 15 minutes. We had staff, again, there and called in and said, if you need anything, if you see anything, give us a call, and we were in constant contact with everybody. So, again, we have to really commend the staff and the directors for the great job that was done on that event. Saturday was homecoming, Seagull Century, and cruisers.
And the rain held out.
Well, yeah, we had a respite right then, and the next day it seems like everything happened. But everything went smooth with all three events. We had a lot of bikes, a lot of troopers, and everybody worked very well together. That's all I'll report.
Thank you. Now, Planning Director David.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple of things. Tomorrow evening, Planning Commission will meet. They are going to see a revision of the site plan for the AGH Cancer Center. They had already approved that. State Highway has stepped in and asked Atlantic General to realign Healthway Drive with the road that goes to Decatur Apartments. So the site plan will now reflect that. So they've altered that site plan. I'm not sure of a timetable for that road realignment because some rights of way, easements, some land will have to be acquired to accomplish that on the south side of Old Ocean City Boulevard, I assume. So until I see that. But they're going to go ahead and show that realignment, so it'll move around some of the parking and some of the areas on the original site plan that was approved this summer.
Would that be the State Highway Administration's responsibility to get those right-of-ways and take care of any compensation?
No, I'm pretty sure they'll have the applicant be responsible for the acquisition.
As far as coordinating that.
Yeah, they would be the approving authority, yes. There was some talk at that position of having a roundabout, even a traffic roundabout. But I think that's way, in my opinion, it was way too close to the traffic signal and 113 that's right there. So I think they saw better there to align it, which probably should have been all along. That'll be tomorrow night. A couple of the existing projects at Cannery Village, we had a punch list walk through last Tuesday. Most of Jane's staff and I were walking around on site with our town engineers, EBF. These are final items that need to be cleared up before they can do their final paving. We're trying to coordinate with them about the paving and the entrance and how it impacts Flower Street. So we're working with them on that. Today I issued Dollar General their final certificate of occupancy. I know you saw they were open. They were operating under a temporary certificate of occupancy until they fulfilled. We had given them a 10-item punch list. Most of it stormwater related. We accomplished all those things by Friday. So yesterday being a holiday, I gave them the certificate of occupancy today. Tomorrow down in Snow Hill, the Worcester County has a monthly technical review committee meeting to review questions and site plans before they go to the Worcester County Planning Commission. I'll attend because one of them is one of the applications they'll be looking at is for the new Berlin Fire Department out on Route 50. Though it's not in town, Laura Allen asked me if I could attend, and I said I could certainly do that. And finally, that task force meeting that the Worcester County has for the access road of 50 Samuel Bowen Boulevard, the road that will eventually hook up from Seahawk to the Walmart area. I've been to three of those meetings, and the next one is next Tuesday. And I'll continue to go. They're still talking about where it should go and what the impacts are, where it should end, how it should hook up into Route 50. So it appears like it's going to change from the original one that's 7 or 8 years old, that alignment that's 7 or 8 years old. It seems like they're just, we're getting there slowly. I've mainly been an observer that once in a while they ask me what Berlin thinks. And I try and tell.
But, and I'm sure you'll speak up. But does it, is it in your opinion that they seem to have taken into account all the change that has happened and the fact that at least in general, because we get it, in general we're all hoping that the westernmost access to that service road will be directly from Route 50 and not from Seahawk. That's our primary concern.
That's the way it seems to be headed, because they're worried about the impact on the high school. You know, where it came out before was pretty much right across from the parking and the entrance where the school buses drive on, you know, in the morning and the afternoon. So,
but just keep us posted. And yeah. I think you know, is it safe to say that we're unanimously agree that Seahawk Road is not the appropriate end point for the western access.
And we just had that intersection of Seahawk and 50 rewidened, and now with Oceans East, we're going to have an extra turn lane there. You know, that's getting widened. The developer's doing that. It probably would be tempting to still dump it out there, but I don't get the sense State Highway's in agreement with that either.
Nobody is.
So I think somewhere in some of those properties, it's going to have to come out. I don't know if they can signalize it or not.
Well, just thinking beyond, if you're headed eastbound on Route 50, beyond Seahawk Road, somewhere between there and 589, seems like it would be a appropriate access. As you go eastward, then there's 589, then there's three entrances until you get to Sam Bowen Boulevard. It just seems like that fits into the 21st century use of that part of the highway. And, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, I don't think anybody could have envisioned all that's happened. And,
well, there's too much going on at that intersection right now. With the Royal Farms getting ready to open, I'm sure the Arby's business is going to increase. I mean, that intersection's overwhelmed as it is, and just to pull more traffic from it. I'm glad they're thinking ahead and not going to just do the easiest way and bring it out to Seahawk.
I think it's going to be a long process.
I just hope they can head out down Crossroad, though, across that Royal Farm, because they're not going to keep those kids from going there from high school.
Right.
Yeah, that's very good.
I got one. back to the dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
The sidewalk that is in front of, on Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a break in the sidewalk.
Yeah, it ends at the property line.
Right.
Beyond that.
It's kind of crazy because if you're walking from the dollar store and you're walking down Bay Street to one of those apartments, you got to come back on the Bay Street and then get back on the sidewalk. Can something be looked at? Can you look at that?
Yeah, that's in the state highway right away. That's
aren't
your
they
sidewalk.
Widening that, though, Gene? I thought that's all going to get widened.
Yeah,
but
it wouldn't affect
the lane. They could do
well,
it then.
Eventually it will.
I guess here's the thing. If you go to one,
I will look into
make the inquiry, because I think everybody's on the same page about
right.
what we want to end up with.
Right.
And
we would
like to encourage that while the widening, from what I think we know, is primarily going to affect the southern side of Assateague Road, Bay Street extending.
That's correct.
No, but this break we're talking about is on the northern side. So what, and if you need some formal action by the mayor and council, what we would like to do is informally inquire if they can go ahead and fill that gap.
It's a ditch.
It's
actually a ditch.
I'm thinking of the southern side, and it's where that tree is, and it kind of like a hump,
right.
And there's no sidewalk.
Yeah.
Well, the sidewalk always ended there. You see the wood boards that are up there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's state highways. And then we had just grass. So now they took it to their property line, which they're required to do.
Right.
And now they'll be dedicating that sidewalk, and I think it was 15, maybe 18 feet back to State Highway that they, just like they dedicated some land back to us to realign Decatur Street, they dedicated that to the State Highway. So when they go to widen, so I don't know that State Highway is going to have. I'll inquire.
If I'm not mistaken, it's the drainage ditch that the sidewalk actually stops on both sides. It's a drainage ditch in between. Yeah.
But that sidewalk eventually will be
I think what we're saying is that if, rather than being someday inevitably and tied to the widening, what we would request, and let's do it as partners because we've done a lot of work together, is we would like to request that as an interim step, as soon as possible, that sidewalk be completed on the southern side.
Yeah, be contiguous, right?
Be contiguous.
Keep up, right?
It's a safety issue. It's only going to continue to get more crowded, and when you put that extra lane in, you're going to have more truck and trailer traffic. You want those people off the street and be able to.
And I think.
And with the Dollar General there now.
And Paris and State Highway safety is their primary, always the ultimate.
And that last section of the sidewalk was just put in because it was one of the things we put on the list.
Sure, sure.
Right.
Because it didn't even go that far. It was.
Yeah.
Didn't go to the property line, so
okay. But anyway, if you'll do the informal and then the formal correspondence and just keep us posted,
sorry,
that'd be great.
Dave, tell me about Canterbury Village and them completing their stuff. What's the projected timeline?
I don't know.
Do you have a timeline?
I put out an email to Steve Bell. He's the superintendent of the job for Harkins, the contractor. And I wanted to get a timeline from when they thought they'd be doing paving. But he hasn't got back to me yet, so I'll check again tomorrow. They had a lot of items. The list was fairly extensive. Mainly pieces of the gutter, our slope curb and gutter to be repaired, some sidewalk. There was some issues that Jamie and Marvin had with some of their infrastructure as far as seals in the manhole covers, things that, in particular, they might have to worry about. Some of the meter boxes Marvin thought were set too deep or he couldn't turn them for access. If they were here, they could give you a lot more detailed explanation. But he has a lot of little items to attend to before they can even schedule the paving.
When you get a reply to your email, can you share it with the council?
Yep. And one of my questions, I talked to Laura about it and to Jeff about it.
was we want to coordinate when they're doing that paving. And we want to make sure that we don't run out of asphalt season, because soon the asphalt plants close when it starts getting cooler, and they're not. We don't want to have to wait till spring. So we were trying to get an answer here, you know, this week or next, so that we could arrange for that. That fix of Flower Street was what was important to us.
There's no such thing as normal anymore, but normally, or historically, maybe is a better word to use, the asphalt plants usually close just before Christmas because it affects so many different road construction, all of it. There's so much. I mean, asphalt's a key component to all things road related. So you know, that's something that please let them know, because it would be in everybody's interest, including theirs. So let's not push it up to the edge there, because, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to be the last in line.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Okay. And if you'll just keep, like I said, as Councilor Morrell, so please keep this posted. Just by email, we will
do. Great.
Any other questions for Dave? Thank you. Next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Mayor and Council, I will be in attendance on the balance of the week here tomorrow at the Mel. I do want to take an opportunity, and I hope I don't offend the Chief. Being the individuals here, I do want to say something. Corporal Bragg in the back. About 2 weeks ago, Chief Downey came to me and said that it was a high probability that Corporal Bragg was going to be activated. He's in the guard. And then Corporal Bragg shared with me tonight that he is being activated, going back to Kuwait. For probably about 9 months, so I wish him well and safety and Godspeed.
I'm sure, for sure.
Yep.
I'm safe.
Yeah. Amazing. Does that mean you're going to have dual citizenship after all these years?
I ought to. What I should have done 12 years ago is started learning Arabic, because I'd be fluent in it by now.
But we just, you know, please wish you all the safe, to be safe, and all the fellows and ladies and gentlemen that you'll be working with.
By the end of the year, you'll have almost 2,000 Maryland National Guard posted overseas.
Well, I hope you're only really gone for 9 months this time, because last time you went, it was years before you came back.
Yeah.
You're attached to Salisbury?
Negative. I'm with the division out of Fort Belvoir, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Godspeed.
Thanks.
Please be careful.
Cool. And we're going to hold this job for him again.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I think law says we will.
This is one where law is not required. Yeah. Now, one thing you have to get back, you're going to have to reintroduce everybody to all these events. Right?
Well, that's why I stayed involved in the elections on, so I can make sure I can see all the parties that were involved.
Great.
But I'm still going to come back and practice for your job, sir. So
all right, thank you very much. Do you have a town administrator?
Nothing at all.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank Council Member Lisa Hall for 8 years of dedication and service to the town of Berlin. I'll be very frank. Nobody's asked me, but you have every right and we're entitled to run for the mayor's position. Quite frankly, I think this has been a very productive team. And I think everyone here has contributed to our part, because we're just part of the process. But I think Councilmember Hall has been an integral part of the success that we have achieved as a mayor and council. And sorry that that's gone, but on the other hand, not being philosophical, but I think practical, is that every time one door closes, another opens. And I just want you to know, on behalf of the mayor and council, we wish you all the best with your new business venture right down the street, the Pearl's Butcher Shop. And we also wish you all the best as you now have taken on even the greater responsibility of those wonderful grandchildren.
I just hope that the staff continues on with the Maryland Municipal League. I hope Zach gets, you know, I introduced him to some folks. He went up there with me last spring. And it's been an integral part. I've got a lot of good relationships, and I'd like to see you all continue with the Banner City and
keep affiliated with Maryland Municipal League. It's a good organization, and they're there for us.
Thank you so much.
Still your flag?
No, I'm going to bring my register. You can talk to Zachary about that.
Yeah. That's a good job for you.
Okay, so yeah, we'll bring him in.
Yeah.
And so, I wonder, would you like to say anything?
Oh, no, I just thought it's been a very pleasurable 8 years. It was a very difficult time when we, the mayor first got elected, and I mean, it was a horrible time. It was probably the worst economy since the Great Depression. And we had a lot of things ahead of us that seemed overwhelming, the wastewater plant, finding property for it, and, you know, working with Main Street and, you know, watching the news every night and seeing everything going on. And we were kind of like in our own little bubble here, you know, and we were very lucky. But, you know, we worked well together, and we missed Council Member Lynch, too. She was integral. So now Tom can continue with correcting the minutes like Paul is doing.
I'll get my wraparound skirt.
Yeah. Zach can carry the flag at the conference in the summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, I'd just like to say I'd like to thank Lisa for all the input and all the knowledge that you shared with me when I first came in. I know that we ran against each other 8 years ago.
Okay.
And you won.
That's okay.
For the last few years, you've been an integral part in helping my knowledge as well as the rest of the mayor and council. You will be missed, of course you will. But I will tell you that the item that impresses me the most, politics aside, is what you're doing raising your grandchildren. I think that you really have stepped up to the plate doing that, because not a lot of people would do that. And forget the mayor and council. You've opened a new business, and now you're raising four kids. You're stepping back and doing that all over again. Lisa, that just blows my socks off. That's amazing. And I wish you every good success in doing that.
You know, we all got to look out for their children and our elderly, because they can't look out for themselves.
Absolutely. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Well, everything did a bunch of enjoying working with you. And when you came on the council, I was pushed into being that flag person by Rex Haley. So I said, this is perfect. I'll put it on the And I realize what you're doing with your grandkids, because I've got one I just sent, we were raising, and we sent off to college. And then I got a granddaughter, and now I'm a great 5 days ago. I got a grandson and a great grandson in less than 6 months. So I remember when I didn't have any grandkids, and I got five.
Are you sure you're not older than me?
It'll start to look like it. Yeah.
Okay.
But I enjoy working with you.
No, I enjoy working with you.
Good luck with your business. Good luck with your grandkids.
Ditto.
Why is you over here? Do you like to sit over here and make him laugh and be going, stop.
Lisa, I just want to thank you for your commitment and service to the citizens of the town of Merlin. And I look forward to patronizing your butcher shop.
Well, as my husband would say, I look forward to getting in your pocket. Did you hear Bill say that now?
Thank you, Lisa, for all the time spent. It's been fun.
Yes,
and I learned a lot, and I really appreciate it. And the town girl, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have any comments or any things that wish to be presented to the mayor and council by anyone in attendance tonight? Do we have any questions or comments from the press? Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're getting the bolts out of there first.
Thank you.